In the weeks leading up to Aunt Lily and Uncle Marshall's wedding, some weird stuff started happening.
Why does my stomach hurt?
I'm sorry, baby. I ate a bunch of ice cream earlier today.
Oh, baby, you know we're lactose intolerant.
Wait. Are you suggesting that when one of you feels something, the other feels it too?
Oh, God, you guys are so codependent.
No, we're not.
Oh, really? What about the other day?
Oh, I need to get some eggs.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Marshall follows Lily to the fridge to get the eggs. Then they share a kiss. Ted's jaw drops.
Just because we like spending time together doesn't mean we're codependent.
Really? Then whatever happened to your plan of spending the last 2 weeks before your wedding sleeping apart?
Okay, we decided not to do that because of...
logistics. Wedding logistics.
Freaking logistics, man. They mess everything up.
You didn't do it because you couldn't do it.
Sure we could.
Then why don't you? You can stay with me.
It would make our wedding night more special.
Okay, let's do it.
Done.
I'm gonna go grab a beer.
I'll come with you. No, I'll stay.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Okay, I know. You know what? I gotta go. Goodbye. My mom's driving me crazy. God, you guys are covered in sauce. We'll get to that me first. My mom is driving me crazy about the wedding music. The woman takes one cruise to Jamaica and suddenly it's, quote, not a party without steel drums. Doesn't everybody know you're not supposed to stress out a bride right before a wedding? Okay, sauce, go.
Long story. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
It's a dirty story, isn't it? You guys went out to dinner, did it in the kitchen, and got caught. Shcherbatsky reeks of someone who likes to get caught.
Okay, now I have to wash up for two reasons.
Oh, you did?
That's right.
So you and Lily really think you can spend 2 weeks apart?
You know, Barney, Lily and I are a lot less cheesy than you make us out to be.
Marshmallow, don't forget to pack my night-night tape.
Oh. Night-night tape? Did you make a tape of you saying night-night to her?
No.
He doesn't say it. He sings it.
Oh, that is so sweet. Why don't you kiss? I love it when two chicks make out.
Damn it. Nobody's bought us anything cool yet off our registry.
What's on there?
Oh, lots of stuff. KitchenAid Artisan Series Tilt Head Stand Mixer.
Retail price, $319.99. What else?
The Dyson DC-17 Animal Vacuum.
$549.99. A little greedy, don't you think?
Did you memorize our registry?
No, I'm training.
Training? For what?
I'm glad you asked. Ted, Robin, get in here. You guys know how it's hard to be friends with me because I'm so awesome?
Yes, it's hard to be friends with you.
Go on.
Well, this isn't going to make it any easier. I am going to be on The Price is Right.
Oh,
yes. In a couple days, Rich Fields is going to call out my name, and I will come on down.
Oh.
Whoa, that is so awesome.
Bernie, I didn't know you were such a fan of The Price is Right.
Are you kidding? TPIR is not just an indescribably entertaining hour of television. It's a microcosm of our entire economic system. A capitalist utopia where consumers are rewarded for their persistence, market acumen, and intrepid spirit. I gaze upon the glory of The Price is Right, and I see the face of America, and it is divine. Plus, you know, hot chicks on sports cars.
Then Lily headed out to Robin's for her first night away from Marshall.
I'm ready.
Da 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 da, dun dun da da, dun dun da da. Wow, Lily, you look so beautiful.
I know, I'm beautiful. I'm a fairy princess. I'm too skinny for my dress.
Meanwhile, I was testing out my best man toast on Marshall.
Here goes. Hello, everyone. I'm Ted Mosby, Marshall's best man. Strong opening,
right?
When Marshall graduates this spring, he'll be a lawyer. But did you know that Marshall has a criminal record? That's right. On a road trip up to Cape Cod, Marshall was pulled over for driving by himself in a carpool lane.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Are you crazy?
You cannot tell that story at my wedding. My entire family's gonna be there. My little cousins, my mom, my grandma, my grandpa, the minister.
That grandpa died 3 years ago.
His favorite grandson is getting married. Ted, I think he can take a day off from haunting the barn to make an appearance.
Barney bursts in, does a lap of honor with his arms raised, then leaves again.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So which one, A or B?
What was that? I have to decide how to run the contestants' row when they say, Barney Stinson, come on down!
Oh, I didn't realize that's what it was. Can you do them again?
Yeah, go.
Ted locks the door after him.
Funny. Just for that, when I win all the prizes, the only thing you guys are getting is rice-a-roni and turtle wax.
It's $300 just to take the bust in? No, please, you have to have some sympathy for me. I'm getting married next Saturday, and I'm too skinny for my dress. I lost all this weight without even trying. Hello?
Hello. What happened?
She called me a bitch and hung up.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just have to pay the $300.
Pay the $300? Lily, are you crazy? This isn't a problem. It's a license to eat.
Look, what have you always wanted to eat but didn't because it was too ridiculously decadent?
Oh, a Volrona chocolate souffle with a raspberry brandy sauce topped with caramelized bananas and hazelnut gelato.
I have Cool Whip and half a bag of Fritos.
Done!
Okay. I think you're gonna be happy with my new toast. There's nothing sexual. It's just the story of an important moment in your relationship.
I'm all ears.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ted Mosby, Marshall's best man.
Nice.
Right?
That's great.
Back when we were all freshmen and Marshall and Lily were just a few short weeks into their relationship, it was 4 a.m, and I'm not gonna lie, we were a wee bit wasted. We were starving. So I'd gone out to get us some snacks. And when I got back,
Marshall gazes at the snacks.
I love you.
I love you too. I know it's soon to say it, but I'm so glad you did. Oh.
Yeah.
So here's what you want to talk about in front of my entire family. Drinking, having a girl in my room, eating junk food.
Dude, you're almost 30. Your mom would be mad at you for eating junk food.
Yeah, Ted, because nutrition's not important. Also, Lily's never heard that story before. How's she gonna react when she finds out the first time I said I love you to her, I was actually saying it to you in a bag of Funyuns?
But who cares? You did love her, and you still do, and you're totally over Funyuns, so it's not weird.
Hey, Lil.
Hey.
Hey? That's it?
What are you talking about?
Well, you guys have been spending the last few nights apart. I figured there'd be a lot of giggling, crying, jumping up and down. And then whatever Lily would do.
Now, one thing I remember about the bar menu at McLaren's is that there were no fewer than 11 different deep-fried appetizers. That night, Aunt Lily ordered all of them.
Check it out. Okay. Imagine, if you will, that this is the $1 space on the Price is Right wheel. Ready?
Barney spins his bike wheel, then lets the spokes slow down against his outstretched finger.
Oh, wow, that was pretty close.
Close? Close? It's called The Price is Right, not The Price is Close. Oh, man, this is bad. If I don't win the spinoff, then I can't get to the showcase showdown. Everything's ruined. It's all ruined.
What is ruined? Why is this such a big deal?
Okay, guys, sit down. I've got to tell you something.
They are sitting.
The reason I'm going on The Price is Right is because I've decided that it's time for me to meet my real father.
Your father?
That's right. My father is Bob Barker.
Your dad is Bob Barker?
That's right.
The host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker.
That's Pops.
Barney?
Yes, Rob?
Why in the world do you think Bob Barker is your father?
Because my mother told me he was. That's why.
Mom, who's my dad? All the other kids at school know who their dad is. Who's mine?
Oh, I don't know. That guy.
Look, Dad. I got straight A's. Hey, Dad, guess who I'm going as for Halloween? Want to play some catch pop?
So now I'm going to go to L.A., be on the show, win the showcase showdown, make him proud of me, and then tell him who I am.
You're going to tell Bob Barker that you're his son on national television?
Why is this so hard for you people to believe?
Drop the popper. Lily has to gain 5 pounds in a week and a half, and it is my job to help her get there.
This is the best wedding diet ever.
I lost a pound.
That is impossible. You ate McDonald's every meal for 3 days.
I knew that Supersize Me guy was full of it.
Well, it must be the wedding stress. We just gotta up the intake. Lily Aldrin, drop and give me 20 bites of fudge. Okay? Don't nibble at it, attack it. Come on, Lily, you can do better than that.
I can't.
Well, eat faster before your body figures out it's full.
Boy, are you gonna cry? You gonna cry? Skinny little baby's gonna cry?
Well, eat, damn it, eat!
Hey, so I think I figured out how to do your toast in a completely appropriate way.
Finally.
Huh. Yeah. Good evening, I'm Ted Mosby, Marshall's best man. Still strong, right? Great, yeah. I'd like to share with you all a story about the momentous evening last fall, when Marshall and Lily got back together. Afterward, we stayed up till 10 at night, doing shots of chocolate milk.
Man, I'm well nourished right now.
Calcium promotes healthy teeth and bones.
Thanks, Marshall, for teaching us you don't need alcohol to have fun.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank my parents for teaching me good values.
Now, I wasn't supposed to hear this next part, but Marshall leaned over to Lily and whispered,
"You know what I'd like to do to you right now? I'd like to hold your hand. I'd like to hold your hand so hard that you're not able to shake hands for a week."
Are you just gonna talk about holding my hand, or are you gonna hold it?
Then, a little later, Robin caught them holding hands.
It was a lovely and responsible night. To Marshall and Lily.
That's the worst toast I've ever heard, dude. It's totally boring.
Exactly. It's impossible to write a good toast with you censoring me, man. I give up. I'm just gonna read that thing about Jesus and the footprints.
I give up, too. I don't care if my dress doesn't fit. I can't eat anymore. I feel like my stomach's gonna explode.
I know.
And so Lily and I were both about to give up. But as you can all see, Lily does look beautiful in that dress. And here I am giving a toast. You know, all this time, I'd been racking my brain trying to pick out the perfect moment to capture Lily and Marshall as a couple. But then I realized the perfect moment wasn't some needle lost in the haystack of their 10 years together. The perfect Lily and Marshall moment happened 2 nights ago.
Marshall sneaks into the darkened apartment.
Marshall, what are you doing?
Going to the bathroom?
In the hall?
Sleepwalking?
You're wide awake.
Robbing us?
Dude.
Turns out, all week long, he'd been sneaking out to a hotel on 72nd to meet Lily.
God, I missed you.
I can't sleep without you. Hey, baby. Would you be the big spoon for a while?
Sure, baby.
They roll over, so she's spooning him.
How's the weight gaining going?
Oh, terribly. I'm too stressed out without you around.
Hmm. Well, I'm here now.
Oh. Mm.
And so Lily and Marshall failed in their experiment with apartness. But they did succeed in getting Lily into her dress. You know, there really are a million things I could tell you about Lily and Marshall. But really, the only thing you need to know is that 10 years into their relationship, they still couldn't spend a single night apart. May they never have to again. To Lily and Marshall.
Lily and Marshall.
Now, kids, the story of Aunt Lily and Uncle Marshall's wedding is a good one. No matter how perfectly you plan your... You know what? Wait a second, guys. I'm gonna get to that. First, I gotta tell you what happened with Barney.
Rich, what is the name of our next participant?
Bob, it's Barney Stinson. Come on down! You are the next contestant
right
on the
Working his way out, High five here, high five there, a big old hug here.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know the camera loves me.
Welcome to Contestants Row, Barney. Nice suit.
Thanks, Dad.
Here
Bob.
Is the next item up for bids.
Bob, the stylish His and Her watches feature an 18-karat gold bezel and crown and stainless steel bands.
And Barney, what do you bid on that?
Wrong. Retail price is $1,349.99, so since you round up, I'll say $1,350.
$1,350 for Barney.
So, was it $1,350?
I don't know. Was it?
Oh, my God!
Happy wedding.
Barney, you won that camcorder in just 1 second. That is impressive. I mean impressive.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, to win the computer, you're going to have to bid again. And again, I will say higher or lower. And let's show the audience the price of the computer. And audience, please do not try to help us. And the clock will start with your first bid.
$1 billion.
Lower.
So, I brought some photos that I thought you might like to see. This is me on my first birthday.
Yes, Barney.
This is...
What are you doing?
Spending some quality time with my dad.
That's very nice, but look, the clock is moving. You have only about 16 seconds. Right. Keep bidding.
No, I want
Keep
you to see this. Bidding. This is great. This is me and my graduation. I know, the hair.
No, it's not. It's not. You have only 5,
right.
4, look, 3, 2, 1.
$9.99.
Barney, you got it exactly right.
Happy wedding again.
Oh, my God.
I have to be honest, Bob, the big wheel's the only weak part of my games.
I'm sure you'll do just fine, son.
Did you just... I'm ready, Bob.
Do it! Do it! Here he goes! He's looking for the dollar. It's going around
Oh, no, you spun it too hard.
No, he didn't spin it hard enough.
Here it comes, Barney.
Beep, 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 beep.
You got it! You won! Beautiful! Barney, you're not true. You won $1,000. You won a place in the showcase. You are doing splendidly so far.
Thank you. Would you say you're proud of me?
Sure.
That was kind of a weird moment.
Very well, Barney. You have seen the first showcase. Do you want to bid on it, or do you want to pass it to Millie?
Please. No car and an above-ground spa. Pass.
Millie, he has passed this showcase to you. What do you bid on it?
$17,640.
Overbid.
Now, let's see showcase number two.
Barney, your showcase begins with a mystery.
Oh, I love this.
I can't believe how excited I am right now.
Shh. Barney, you have seen your showcase. What do you bid on it?
Please, let me. $18,421.
I don't even know what we're gonna do with a dune buggy, but I want it.
And the actual retail price of your showcase is
$14,628.
Millie, you are over. Too bad. Barney, you bid $18,421 on your showcase, and the actual retail price of Barney's showcase is $18,421. Exactly right. You win both showcases, Barney.
Everyone jumps up and down in a group hug.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the
facts. Bob, excuse me, before we wrap up the show, there's just something I want to say to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on 35 wonderful years hosting The Price is Right.
Well, thank you, Barney. Thank you, Barney.
Have your pets fed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Why didn't you tell him?
Well, it's just... If you've lived your whole life thinking one thing, it would be pretty devastating to find out that wasn't true. I just don't think Bob could have handled it.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the bright side, happy wedding again.
And that's the story of how Uncle Barney gave Lily and Marshall a dune buggy for their wedding.
Hey, Lily. I thought since we're going to be apart for 2 whole weeks, I would sing you your night-night song. Night-night, Lily. Night-night, Lily. It's time to go to bed, oh, my silly little Lily. Time to rest your little head. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Come on, Ted.
No, it's weird.
I promise. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la.